just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on to Hump Day Wednesday, October 8th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Well, the Tigers laid an egg. Could not hit the starting pitcher. He pitched a fantastic game. Had him swinging at crap. People striking out on curveballs in the dirt. They lost 8-4, started to come back in the bottom of the ninth, forced the manager of Seattle to go and get his closer, which was a good thing because there were no outs. Beginning of the bottom of the ninth, it was 8-1. Tigers scored three. They had more in scoring position and no outs. So the manager had to not only get his guy up, get him loosened up, warmed up, but he had to get him out, three outs in the bottom of the ninth. One positive from it, that bottom of the ninth rally gave the team some energy. The few fans that were still remaining cheered him on, had the rally caps going. It was a great start of a comeback. But when he brought in his closer, it was game over. But the good news, today's game at 3 o'clock, is Casey Mize. Now, first of all, the 4 o'clock start time yesterday had a rain delay. They were delayed for almost 3 hours. So it turned into a night game, which the Tigers at Comerica Park have a winning record during the day. So this is what I'm praying for. This is what I'm hoping, is that a day game with Casey Mize actually has more wins than Tarek Skubal, is our best right-hand ace we have. He pitches a phenomenal game today. They score some runs against Seattle's starter, their bullpen, and they stay in this. If they lose, they're done. The season is over. I'm done talking about baseball. Because really, I don't even really care who makes it into the World Series. If the Tigers don't make it, I'm done. I'm going back to college football. Now, if they do pull it off and win a day game with Mize pitching, tomorrow, Thursday, they have the day off because they'll be flying back to Seattle, and Tarek Skubal will get another bite at the apple. The three games this year that he started against Seattle, the Tigers have not won. Two of them he lost. The third game, the last one here in this series, he had a no decision. When he left the game, it was 2-2. But today is big. Today, 3 o'clock, This is the game. So again, don't text me, don't call me, don't let me know the score because I'm recording it. I got a business meeting in Traverse City. Miss Vicky's at work. We're going to come home. We're going to have dinner, and then we're going to watch the game and fast forward through the commercials. But yes, this is going to be it today. If they win, then they force a game five in Seattle on Friday. And like I said, Tarek Skubal is planned to start on Friday if necessary. They lose today. Turn up the lights. The party's over. They say that all good things must end. It's over. They'll be playing golf tomorrow. Dr. Jeff in the house. Text me your questions for Ask the Vet to Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie. Next segment, we'll be right back.
Lansing and Michigan needs to be fixed. Ax My Tax is a citizens' ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axmytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axmytax.org.
Largest outdoor event and concert venue in North America. Liberty Mountain, USA in Farwell, Michigan. Saturday, October 11th. Gates open at 4. Tours start at 5. Live concerts with two bands will start at 7. There'll be food and drinks available. Come party for free and see this unbelievable outdoor venue. Liberty Mountain, USA is located at 1001 Mott Mountain Road, Farwell, Michigan. In beautiful Clare County. See you there.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
In northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one, every Wednesday in this time slot is Ask the Vet. Dr. Jeff from Sioux Animal Hospital up in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan is on the line with us. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Hey, Jeff, I want to talk to you about advertising. I want to talk to you about promotions. I want to talk to you about all the different platforms and tools and things that you guys do there at the Sioux Animal Hospital to basically educate the public, kind of share with them what you and Dr. Caitlin are up to, basically showing the public the inside inner workings of what goes on at the Sioux Animal Hospital. One of those is social media, and I know that you have a Facebook page. Do you guys have, like, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, X accounts? What do you guys have there at Sioux Animal Hospital?
Well, right now we have a Facebook page, which we've had for a while, and my wife, who's come work at the clinic now, which actually, you know, said, "Oh, I work with your wife." It's great. I love it. I get to see my wife every day, all day long.
Yep.
She's just started the Instagram account, and then we're talking about we need to start a TikTok account. Now I'm old enough. I don't TikTok. I don't do the talk. But we got enough young kids around here. They're helping us. We're getting that set up. So yeah,
right.
And then obviously we do Google. You advertise through that. We radio. Obviously. One thing that we don't do anymore, which is pretty much gone non-existent, Yellow Pages. Remember when I first bought the clinic 15 years ago, we ran a Yellow Page ad, and a half-page ad in the old Yellow Pages book was $1,000 a month they charge a company to do that.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. And finally, obviously, the last time I got that, I started at that, and then they would kept lowering their prices as they kept getting, less and less relevant. It's like,
sure.
Thanks for printing the internet out for me.
right.
and I knew the death bell for the Yellow Pages for me is when my 70-year-old mom got her first iPhone and was using that. And I'm like, all right. Because that was, they're like, well, the elderly don't use smartphones and da 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 da. Yeah. Well,
right.
I'm like, yeah. So we fired them. And, and obviously our best form of advertising is referrals, is you guys.
Sure.
We appreciate immensely, is personal recommendations. So.
Well, not only my recommendation, because just so everybody knows, in full disclosure, Dr. Jeff is Snoop's vet. We transferred his records from Bansfield Hospital down in Traverse City when they tried to pull a con on me regarding his teeth and kicked me off. And it's like, that's it. Email the records to info@SiouxAnimalHospital.com and send his file there. 68 pages, I think you said, when you first got it, that you looked at and everything.
Yep.
And the thing of it is, it's not just you're my vet, but I know, like, our Montana beef farmer, Cliff Tolini, down there in Onaway, John Palmer, the pig farmer, Palmer Farms, all these other farmers, these farm calls that you do. Okay, these are our radio family. These are our peeps,
Yeah.
And when they use you and they tell their friends about you, and then Trucker Randy's talking with you every Wednesday on the show, it just reinforces that comfort level where people feel like they know you now.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And, and I like it. I love doing the show. I love sitting here. Always. Obviously, I love talking about, as my wife says, I'll talk about anything to anybody. Obviously stuff I'm really passionate about, which, obviously veterinary medicine and just animals in general.
Sure.
And things like that. So.
Right. Yeah. Well, one thing I did want to talk to you about is because bow season for deer is in full force right now. As we get ready to go about a month and a week here, November 15th, we switch from bow over to the rifle season, November 15th, November 30th. I talked with Tristan Cole on Friday, my Farm Bureau insurance guy, and he's a former guide. He used to take people hunting for turkeys and deer and bear and all kinds of things. State representative for 6 years. Well, now he owns a Farm Bureau agency office in Bel Air, Michigan. Mm-hmm. And I said to him, okay, I want the former hunting guide, the former state representative. He was chair of Department of Natural Resources. He oversaw their budget. And I said, so what's your take on what we should be asking our hunters out there to do based on the current deer herd that we have here below the bridge? And then, of course, it's a completely different herd up in the UP. But yeah, as a hunter yourself, a military veteran, a veterinarian, what's your perspective as we head into bow season right now?
Well, first of all, it probably was a pretty soft opener. I don't bow hunt anymore. My shoulders said no, and I haven't got a crossbow yet.
Okay.
I have bilateral shoulder surgery. It certainly didn't help. But when it's hot and warm like that, especially up here, I mean, we were 80 degrees, you know, here in October. And I'm like, yeah, I don't like this.
Yeah, 89 in Traverse City.
Yep. But temperature dropped, a day or two ago, and I got an 8-point on one of my... So I do have cameras up, so I'm watching my spots, and I got an 8-point that's starting to come in now. So, yeah, so when they drop, I think this weekend, or right now, now the temperatures drop, you're going to start seeing it more. But the biggest thing, you know, is you got to have... What do we want? We want to have the highest number of hunters be successful, okay? Because it is hunters, it is fishermen, it is outdoorsmen that put the vast majority of money into conservation. The reason why we have public state lands, the reason why we have public public federal lands and stuff is because the Pittman-Moore Tax Act, right? Pittman-Moore? I just kind of...
Yep. Yep.
But... And people don't realize this. This is paid by firearm and fishing manufacturers to the federal government that then doles it back out to the states specifically for it. Does not go into the general fund. So, because it goes in the general fund, it disappears like all the lottery money that was supposed to, you know.
Yeah, go to the
school. Pay for education. Yeah, right. We know how that went.
Yeah.
This is conservation stuff only. And it... they go for maintaining boat ramps and things like that, you know, plus you add in your hunting and licensing fees and things like that. And I know one thing that I've seen people complaining about is they want to increase prices and for licenses. I'm like, yeah, you know, there's two sides to that coin. One, obviously, you know, hey, thanks for charging me for, you know, exercising my rights.
Sure.
But the second one is that money does go to fund the... You know, the DNR, I mean, part of it, the DNR and stocking programs and, you know, monitoring programs and all kinds of stuff. But if you have fewer people buying the licenses and you need to make X amount of dollars, if you have less people buying tickets, yeah, you might need to raise ticket prices. And I don't know. I mean, that's just kind of my little take on it. I'm like, I think it's not good. But I can understand at least trying to give them the benefit of the doubt of the state. I'm like, all right, well, why do you want? It's like when the millage around here for the schools, we want more money. Okay, well, why do you want more money? What are you going to do with it? It's like my kid. When my kid comes to me and says, Dad, I need, you know, $50 or whatever. I'm like, really? Yeah. For what? You know?
For what? Yeah.
Well, yeah. And then the second part is, all right, well, what job do you want to do to earn $50? So.
Yep. What are you willing to do? And the same thing with the schools and the local millages and things like that. Not only what are you going to do with it, but is this something that we really need to do at this time? You know, I got a major problem when Central Lake Schools over here in Bel Air, just north of Bel Air in Antrim County, they've got a declining population of kids. No families are moving into Central Lake, but yet they want us to spend $10 million to upgrade the school. And I'm like, why? The school's going to be closed probably in 15, 20 years. No kids, no families are moving into the community. It's like they just don't get it. Well, one of the things on deer hunting that I'm really struggling with is I want the bucks to be left alone for a couple of years. One for sure, maybe two. Yeah. I want to see them mature into some major big trophy bucks where they then also produce stronger offspring because they're stronger, healthier, and bigger, and shoot the does. I want every doe that we can find basically killed, eliminated. I see so many deer on the side of the road. They're all does, number one. Yep. Every single one, not one buck. They're all does.
Yep.
Yep. And these poor girls, I mean, it breaks my heart to see them splattered all over the shoulder of the road when families could be eating that venison.
Oh, yeah. And some states have earn a buck programs. Okay.
What the heck is that?
If you want to shoot a buck, shoot a doe. You shoot a doe, then you can bring it in, go, look, I shot a doe. Okay, you can go shoot a buck.
Then they give them the buck license.
Yep. So, or something like that. I know Michigan doesn't do that, but some places have earn a buck. And I know a lot of the guys are out there. People are like, well, you know, if you shoot all the does, our deer herd's going to decrease in population. And that theory comes from, you know, when people, okay, suppose you have 50 does and 50 bucks. The question is, how many does get pregnant? And the answer is going to be probably about 50. Okay.
Sure.
Now, let's change that. Suppose you have 20 bucks and 80 does. And then the question is, how many does get pregnant? And most people think, well, 80, okay, when in reality, the answer is, 20, because that buck has to attend to that one doe and follow around, because y'all have seen him do it out in the woods.
Yeah.
He hasn't got time to, plus, there's a, we got to do radio, is it a physical limitation to, sure. You know, to sure. That too. So. Right. And with people with cattle understand this, when you have to have a proper bull to cow ratio when you are breeding in the field, which is what most beef guys do, you know, like Cliff does and stuff, you know, sure. I'm not talking people do A, people that run bulls.
Right.
Yeah, you have to have a balanced herd. And though those 60 extra does that didn't get bred aren't adding to the population, are utilizing resources that more bucks could utilize. States that have good, high, big bucks, you know, big part of it, one is just genetics is a big component, and nutrition are the two huge components to that, to their antler size and like that. But states that have balanced deer herds, balanced sex ratios, have better deer herds. So, and that's why they've tried to do that, introducing the antler point restriction. But then they kind of work around it because then they're doing trying to hold. It's just so complicated because now you're trying to get more kids in. So you're trying to recruit. So now you got the youth hunt where they can shoot spikes, which is great. I mean, the first buck I ever shot was a spike, you know.
Sure.
And,
sure.
You know, and that's and you know, so there's so many. There's no cut and dry answer to this. There's just so many. It's like chess. There's just so many moving pieces. But those are kind of, that's kind of what we call the 10,000 foot view.
Right.
Even in the UP, what I would do in the UP is no bucks, does only this year.
Yeah, gotcha.
And then, you know, and get this back into balance, okay? You know, and then we can talk about the wolf issue and the coyote issue and things like that after that, you know.
Yeah.
Right. I do see the state, though, they did back off on their coyote thing, didn't they, where they said that there was a close season on them.
Yes
Good. Yeah. Yep. Because yep. That's like, I got one sniffing around my chicken coop right now. We caught him on trail cam. I'm like, oop, yep, time to get the night scope out.
yeah well, and of course do the three S's, you know.
Yep. Well, this one's obviously a coyote on this one, so
yeah, you know,
but yeah.
Well, that's
wolf is a whole different thing.
That's a good take. So in the UP, definitely don't shoot the buck. Shoot the does only in the UP this year.
Yeah, I mean that would certainly help. You know,
yeah, because I've been told the herd is so scarce up there now, between wolves and all the other things that are happening. They need to do something to give it a break and let it rehash and restart.
Yep,
so
yep.
Hey, I'm gonna give out the phone number real quick before we let Jeff go.
Yep.
It's area code 906-635-5910. And of course, get your vet files emailed to info@SiouxAnimalHospitalSpelledOut.com and let Dr. Jeff become your vet like he is me and Mr. Snoop. Jeff, we appreciate you, brother. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks a lot. Talk to you next week.
Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider, delivering real